Banter Podcast with Colin Jettis.
What the fuck is happening, people? Welcome to the General Banter Podcast with me, Colin Jettis. It's Thursday, the 24th of September. This podcast is, in fact, late. This was supposed to be recorded on Tuesday, but we'll get into reasons why, and you can probably hear that in my voice, my raspy fucking voice, okay? Things I have to promote up front, our sponsor, as usual, is CBD, or flowcbdltd.com. They're a CBD company. The guys that run it are friends of the show. Great guys. They started this company initially to get CBD for their dogs, and then they sort of developed more CBD products for adult humans, okay? And I've been using it as a supplement for quite some time. It's one of those things that's good to just chuck in the mix. People have all these sort of crazy claims, you know, like it's going to take away depression, it's going to take away anxiety. It doesn't really do that. What it does is it lubes up your life, basically. It takes the edges off certain things, and it just calms the storm a little bit and allows you to get on with your life, and it reduces inflammation. I have noticed that. If you train a lot or if you have an injury and you take that, it kind of does save you taking a whole pile of ibuprofens and stuff. Your body kind of feels like it's heating up from the inside. It's got this nice feeling like you've just got out of a nice warm bath. So yeah, get on that. FlowCBDLTD.com. The link to purchase it will be underneath this podcast. And if you're on the Patreon, there is an exclusive code there for 10% off when you go to buy it. So get on the Patreon, get on the old discount codes, FlowCBDLTD.com. Another thing to mention is my Patreon. I never push it. I just sort of go like, I have a Patreon, and I don't really explain what it is. A lot of people have the attitude of, oh yeah, I listen to your podcast, I'll support you on Patreon. Fuck that business. We don't want that. We want that. Well, obviously we do want that. You know what I mean? If you want to support it, absolutely go for it. What I want you to look at it like is you like the podcast and you want to buy more, because you'll get extra podcasts on there. There's all sorts of stuff going out. There's specials that are up there. Full comedy specials of mine, full comedy sets. There might be another one going up. We did shows in the limelight. And I just think at the minute, I feel like comedy is changing, and people always like save their stuff up all year, and they're like, right, I'm going to release this. I'm going to release this perfected sort of hour long piece of material. And, I don't really think that's the way things are going to go now. I would rather have a lot of different sets, you know, like I'll put something up, and even if the material crosses over, you go, oh, he did this bit on this or whatever. Maybe you were at that show, or maybe you missed the show and you were like, let me see what that particular show was like. So also there's a lot of topical material in my set. So I'm sort of just like, maybe I just keep putting things out. Maybe I just, you know, every couple of months, oh, here's a half hour set. I'll be putting them on the Patreon. Bonus podcast, of course. We put up a mini documentary, which producer Niall shot over the 6 sold out gigs at the Limelight there. And it's a bit more important than I thought it was, actually, because our promoter told us that it was the first hard ticketed event indoors in Ireland, basically. So it was a good job that he sort of shot all behind the scenes, and it's not too exciting because there's actually a lot of tension around it when it comes to like doing stand-up when you haven't done it in four or five months. So he shot behind the scenes, and there's a mini documentary up on the Patreon right now. And we're also working on a thing called The Break, which is basically a little show. I should have a pilot up. It's not exactly how I would like it to look right now. There's a few aesthetic things need fixed. We need a wider lens, for example. But it's basically, we're going to try and do like a short sort of it's not even a discussion. It's just, we shoot all of the conversation that comedians would have with each other during the break at a comedy show, and try and piece some bits together. It might be total bollocks, but at least they'll be funny, you know what I mean? We'll be talking pure shit. But you've got all that sort of thing on the Patreon. I've decided, after a lot of thought, not to put any tiers on there, which means you know, some people's, you'll go on there and it'll be like, right, you pay a fiver for this, you pay a tenner for this. I have no tiers on mine because I'm hoping the suggested entry payment thing is a fiver. I'm hoping it's $5, by the way, which is about fucking £3. So, and you're getting access to everything pretty much. I'm hoping people sort of see that and go, right, that's a suggested amount. Maybe I'll pay that. I know there are people who pay a lot more than that, you know, for extra podcasts, specials, all that sort of stuff. They pay way more because they can afford it probably. That also sort of means there are people who would love to get in that can't really afford it, especially in this day and age when people are furloughed and furloughs running out and all that sort of shit. So if you want more entertainment and all you can really afford is a dollar, I'm not gonna be fucking, you know, excluding people just because they're fucking skint. So, but you are buying more stuff. So if you want to do that, I mean, if you've got loads of money and you see that you can adjust it to a dollar to get all that free stuff, eat my ass. You know what I mean? But here, I'd rather people see it than not see it. So anyway, patreon.com/genderbatterpodcast. And that's about it. We'll move on. I'm recording in the house today in the little home office because basically we did our podcast last week. Me and Maureen did a Patreon bonus podcast, of which we put out a small clip. And we were getting ready for the weekend. Who is this bastard? Who's this? Oh, Christ. That's the bonus of doing stuff at home. You know what I mean? You get business calls, you're getting emails about stuff. so we did the podcast. It's on Patreon. We're getting ready to go away to Donegal the weekend. Now, this is a lesson in life. You know, don't put all your eggs in one basket. And people always go on, you know, all these happiness quotes, and they're always like, you got to just be happy in yourself, and then whatever happens, just happens, but that doesn't affect your inner happiness. What I did was the full opposite of that. So I went, right, it's been a shitty fucking year. We've been on lockdown. The weather was good fucking 5 months ago, and then it's kind of been shit. So you can't even enjoy the outdoors. You know, we've had our own personal things at home, whatever. And I was like, man, we've got this Airbnb booked. We're returning to a place we've been before in Donegal. It's a magical area. I've made a vlog about it. It's gorgeous. And we're like, please, 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 just don't be raining, okay? Friday comes about. Oh, Friday's nice, you know? And we're like, oh shit, what sort of weather is it to be tomorrow? Oh, it gives a good day tomorrow. And we're like, fucking right. So we pack up, we go to Donegal, we drive all day, it's sunny, you know, it's bright and sunny. We get up there, it's just nice, you know what I mean? The baby's a wee bit stuffy, we're like, oh god, maybe it's just the air conditioning in the car or something like that. And, you know, we go to sleep, we don't go to sleep. Daddy gets steaming, okay? We were drinking away. It wasn't really, no one else really drank that hard the rest of the time. Now, my phone has never went crazier. As soon as I started recording this podcast, the fucking thing's about to burst into flames. Notification. More so. So, Daddy does a fair bit of drinking. And, you know, don't drink a lot these days. Don't get the opportunity to. Don't even particularly like it. But we were here, and on the way up, I was like, right, I've got to stop. I want to get some nice clean drinks, you know. I want to get, I'll dish out on some high-end vodka, you know what I mean? Make some nice cocktails so they're going to have few of them and be pished, basically, and not drink a load of beer, which takes a huge toll on the body. But I did the opposite of that. We're on the way up, and I was like, I want to stop here. Maureen's like, nah, don't stop, fuck it. There'll be enough drink for tonight. And I'm like, okay. And then we end up getting up there. And I start off, I had like a couple of vodkas and oranges and soda water. I don't even know what that is, but it was nice. And the problem with that is you get fucking wrecked very quickly. And then we ran out of fucking drink. And then I was like, right, I'll just have a few Corona. But then, you know, you're having a few Corona from 10 o'clock through to fucking 4 o'clock or something like that. So I drank a lot. Next day, lay in a wee bit. Got up. The baby was starting to get real stuffy. We took him down to the sea. This is the best part of it. The weather was nice. Went down to the wee private beach area, it looks like. you know, got in the sea, oh, we're swimming about, you know, doing our Wim Hofs, all this shit. And then we got out, and then, you know, the baby starts to get more and more stuffy, and he starts to get a bit hotter and stuff. And I'm like, Jesus Christ, the baby has COVID. And so, essentially, we're supposed to be there for like 3 nights. And the second night, this was not ideal. You know, you've a hangover. I shouldn't have drank that much. Then tried to lie in a wee bit, which is purely just recovery. And then the baby gets sick. And then I decide, everyone's having a few drinks. I'm like, nah, I'm not having any more drinks. And then we're just basically up all fucking night. The second night, all night. Baby's just crying. Doesn't know what the crack is. Give him some Calpol. I mean, it was like a demon vomiting. It was like, give him some Calpol, barfed it all over the bed in the Airbnb, say nothing. You know what I mean? Is the deposit coming back? I doubt it. So he's sick and just doesn't, you know, has never really been this sick before. He's probably got a sore throat, whatever. He's like, just confused. Doesn't know what's going on. Just won't settle. All his clothes are off. We're trying to let air in. Won't take the Calpol, which does help when you're a baby. Now, up all night, and then the next day, just absolutely demented. You know, when you're like, first of all, I was hungover, and then the next night, I just stayed up all night. And I was just like, this is fucking Les Miserables, bro. This is miserable. And you don't have your own sort of home comforts, you know what I mean? Like, Maureen was saying to me, go down and get such and such, and you're in this big fucking giant Airbnb house, and you're like, well, I don't know where anything is. You know, so it's extra fucking annoying. So we ended up just packing up and driving home with a sick baby. Now, I was in a right huff. You know what I mean? This is why I've learned this now. You gotta be like, man, do your meditations, do your workouts, and just be a fucking happy guy, which is absolutely not my personality. Colin, just try working on a bit. I mean, this is hilarious. You know, if someone's like, man, you got to live your best life and just, you know, you've got to take on these certain principles. Now, those certain principles, absolutely the far end of the spectrum of my actual personality. Okay. Man, you got to be calm and focused and present and, you know, adventurous and fucking whatever. And that's absolutely none of the fucking things that I am. Impatient, scatterbrained, short-tempered, okay, can't focus, impulse problems. So, yeah, that's how you gotta be, because, you know, I was waiting all year for this shit. I was like, man, this trip's gonna be so good, and it was fucking, we had about 2 hours of it being nice, and then the baby was sick, which is unpleasant, and then we had to come home. Luckily, some of Warren's family, they could stay up and make use of the last night. You know, and go to the beach and whatever and have a nice time. Which I seen on Instagram, I was furious. You know, I was like, that's what I wanted. Which I could have had I not drank myself to oblivion the first night. Could have been up in the morning, you know, mimosa, kicking the sand. Instead I was just lying in bed going, oh, why did Corona? Why was I drinking Corona? I've got coronavirus now. So yeah, here we are. We came home. We drove home the next day. This is the thing. The baby's tired all night. The baby won't wake up. Sorry, won't go to sleep. Won't take Calpol. We're trying to give him Calpol. And then he eventually takes it. Okay. Barfs it up. We struggle through the night. Then the next morning, when everyone's awake, it's like, oh, he's awake now. He's eating a bit of toast. It's like any sickness. It gets worse at night. Like, you know, you have a toothache, you're like going through the day, you're like, nah, this is all right, whatever, whatever. And then when you're tired trying to go to sleep, you're like, all right, this is fucking horrific. Next day, he's got a wee bit of life about him. Oh, we're sneaking the Calpol into some Weetabix. Oh, he's taking the Weetabix. Oh, I've got a watermelon. Oh, eat a wee bit of watermelon. He's like, lovely. Bit of yogurt. You know, he didn't eat all last night. We're trying to get stuff into him, some fluids. So now he's full up and we get in the car and we're like, right, we got to go home. Let's just fucking go home. And I am like exhausted driving along, fucking trying to stay awake. And I'm driving along and literally all I hear in the back is fucking like a grown man had 35 pints and put his head through the window of the car and just went, wah! And Maureen's like, oh God, pull over. So I pull over in the hills of Donegal. No one wrote this song, did they? Pulling over to fucking barf in the hills of Donegal. And so I pull over and I go, what do you need, a hanky or something? And she goes, you need to get out of the car. And I went, all right, cool. Which is me starting to get like offended at how people are talking to me in a borderline emergency. Quick, you need to get the fuck over here. Get over here, bro. Please, wouldn't kill you, would it? So I go around the car and it's like someone emptied a bucket of sick over the baby. And I'm like, okay. And he's like, this is all babies. Horribly sick. And then just like, I barfed. I barfed everywhere, man. So anyway, that was us in the middle of fucking Donegal, just scooping up sick. Took all his clothes off, took the baby seat out. It had spilled down over the seat and everything. Oh my God. Thank God the seats were leather, is all I'm saying, in the hills of Donegal. And just scraped him all, you know, ended up putting a towel in the fucking baby seat, putting him back in the baby seat, clicking it together and putting the towel around him. Got home and then, you know, managed to get some Calpol in him. He starts to calm down a wee bit. And then, of course, I start to sound like this and I'm like, oh, throat's a bit stingy, you know, ugh. Jesus Christ, start taking lem sips and I go, fucking hell. Go to bed, wake up several times in the night, just like someone has fucked a pineapple down my throat backwards. And then I'm just like, wake up the next day dying, you know, taking all the shit. And then another day of just sniffing and fucking snots all over the place. And then a bit of a shivery night. We were like lying there half asleep. I went in a different bed. It's like I'm quarantining myself. And I sat there shivering. And then the next morning felt kind of okay. But it's hilarious that the baby, you know, was the sick one that's sick first. And then he's all like, ha-ha, look at you. Blowing your nose and fucking... It's gross. But I tell you what, getting the cold during corona times is like... I mean, it's like getting the cold during AIDS times. I was going to say some horrendous sexually transmitted disease. You know, I was going to go like, getting the cold during COVID is like getting, you know, herpes during the AIDS epidemic. But it's not the same at all. Because most of those people just died of kind of the, you know, you got pneumonia and died or something. So the joke is fucked. Anyway, so what I'm saying is this podcast has become therapy and I'm trying to get you to go over to Patreon and all that shit. And you're like, for what? For you to tell us more about a baby being sick? Thanks very much. Colin Geddes in the hills of Donegal. You fucking nightmare. Also, I mean, just I'm on a rant, okay? I'm annoyed. Like, the fucking Airbnb costs a lot of money. We did a shopping on the night before we left. You know, drinks, fucking loads of drinks, loads of food for everyone. Then we had to leave. I was fucking furious. Friday night, also before we went away, we had the first ever General Banter Comedy Club at the Limelight, which we, you know, we're in a transitional period of just like, what the fuck is going on? The Limelight, luckily, are pretty much the only place who have really, really, really pushed to get going again, and they've ticked all the boxes. They've spent fucking tens of thousands of pounds to like, they have a new bar for fucking, they built a new bar, hundreds of thousands of pounds probably, to try and change this thing up. You know, I go in, it's like not the way it used to be. You go in, there's fucking doors and shutters and the traffic can only go one way through it, and I'm like, where the fuck, where am I going here? So we decided to do a regular comedy club in there, pizza included, you know, people. I mean, the thing is, one of the stipulations with a wet bar opening was you have to have food, basically. So we did this pizza thing. That's going to be lifted soon, I think. You don't actually have to have pizza. However, I think they're going to keep it on just because it's a cool thing. It's nice to go to somewhere and sit on a big table and someone bring you fucking pizza. It's amazing. So I think we're going to keep that unless it becomes a major issue. Got the pizza, But yeah, it was our first night, and we were trying to figure it out, what way the times go, and shit like that. We had Aaron go on, we had Robbie McShane. Did a great job. I did a bit of a longer set. I had a great time. I was like, this crowd is on fire. I feel like I'm doing really well. I did some stuff in the second half, brought Tom the Bear on. And I don't know, I don't know. I don't know whether, I can't say he was doing bad. You know, from what I seen, he was doing great. And then I had to go upstairs and sort some shit. And by the time I came back down, it was just like the room had got so noisy. But I don't know what the fucking crack was. I don't know whether it was people were just being fed drink to the tables and they were steaming or what it was. But I think he had a bit of a tough time from what I can see, which happens to the best of us, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. You know, I spoke with the... There's oat milk in that coffee, which I don't know where this fucking thing came around. But oat milk tastes better with coffee. And yeah, it tastes like... cardboard is what it tastes. It tastes more cardboardy than if it was in a paper cup. Gross. The General Banter cup there. It should be on sale tonight. But yeah, we immediately had a talk with the management straight after, and being Maureen. And we are trying to figure it out, you know. There was talk of... You see, because it's a General Banter comedy night and it's hosted by me, there was chat from the promoters like, do you need to do more time? You know, is this where people can come see you regularly do a thing with a couple of guests? And I was like, well, thanks for heaping that pressure on me. I thought it was just going to be a comedy night that I hosted. Now I feel like it's going to be me writing fucking material every day of the week to prepare for this night, which is fine, you know what I mean? So we got to step up. If I'm talking about putting material out all the time, you got to do new shit, man. So that's all good. But yeah, we're ironing out the bumps. And next one is on the 2nd. It's sold out immediately. There's talk of they're trying to get it on a Saturday. But Ryan McMullen's doing a gig in the limelight. But they're not sure if that's going to go ahead. So we might be working on another night, which is hilarious. I mean, I've joked about this before, but there is something very funny about the fact that, you know, Boris has come out and he's like, oh, you've only allowed 6 people in your house, but you can go to a gig or a pub, but then entertainment licenses are being taken away. So it can't be like live music, because we know what you rowdy cunts are like. So they're like, what about comedy? And they're like, well, I don't know if comedy's strictly an art form or entertainment. So I don't know. So we actually feel kind of fortunate at the minute where it's like, maybe they don't think comedy's that much of a rowdy type of entertainment, so they let it go ahead. I don't know. Either way, we're trying to put on fucking shows for people. There are people who want to go out and do things. There will be more than 6 people at the gigs, you know? I mean, people are fucking freaking out about that. The internet's full of memes, isn't it? Where they're like, you know, I've seen memes where it's like, there's an arrow and it says coronavirus and there's a person standing up and they're like, oh, coronavirus hits you if you're standing, but if you're seated, oh, it misses your head. And people like, you know, bringing up all these memes of different people like, oh, this is coronavirus before 10 p.m. and then after 10 p.m. it's like, you know, it's like an angrier version and shit like that. There are things. I mean, if you look at the comedy gig there last Friday, maybe they're like, right, 10 p.m. if people go out at regular going out time and start boozing it, maybe 10 p.m. is the time when they start to get a bit fucking lively. And maybe that was illustrated perfectly at our comedy gig, where it was like everyone was having a great time, and then at a certain point when Tom was on it, the whole fucking thing went to shit. The whole fucking room was noisy. We don't really know what the crack was there. Maybe there is thinking behind it. I know people are laughing like, oh, I'll, you know, you can't come around the house, but I can, you know, I can go to the pub with fucking whatever amount of people. And I think obviously the thinking behind that obviously is most people are catching this in a domestic environment where there's no socially distanced fucking measures put in place. And you know, the people are, do have like cleaning regimens. You know, if you go around someone's house and you're having a barbecue and next minute you're like, fucking, Faye Caroline with fucking three people you don't know. That's our Ronnie's fucking mate and all, and everyone's fucking. I mean, I know from the weekend, the baby had a cold. And I stay up all night with the baby sneezing in my mouth. I wait, and the next day, I have a cold. So it's like, it's like, I don't even think going out is the problem. I don't think any of that shit is the problem. The problem is actual physical distance between people, which I know they've pushed from the start. But you could go out to a pub and sit at a table with fucking your partner and maybe some close friends that you know have been sort of being safe too. Yeah, I think it is fucking safer than, you know, like areas in someone's front room. Do you know what I'm saying? So, I don't know. Who am I? What do I know about it? Who am I? Boris Johnson? Sitting there in fucking Parliament just snoring. No one seems to listen to that other cunt with the fucked up face that everyone keeps slagging. I was like, look at the state of his face. And then they wait around for Boris. You know, he's the actual fucking, the health guy. Like, he knows about shit. The health guy. Check out politician Geddes over here. But, you know, he knows what the fuck he's chatting about. And no one listens to him. Everyone's just like, man, he looks like he's been boiled. And then Boris talks and everyone's like, fuck up, you stupid cunt. You don't know what you're talking about. Obviously not listen to the health guy. Shout out to Adam from nisupplements.com who sent me a picture of this girl doing yoga and she has thrown her legs over her head and has, looks like she, I mean, it looks like, you know, when you're watching a porn and someone's like, let's mix the scene up a wee bit. I'll lie on my back, throw my legs right over my head till my shins are on the floor and she's like grabbing both her ass cheeks as if she's pulling, you know, both of her holes agape. And then it says, do you believe that our dreams have a deeper meaning? I mean, what? Do you think our dreams have a deeper meaning? I'll let you ponder over that while you stare into the fucking abyss of my anus, like the start of a Bond film. I mean, you see it all the time. All the fucking time. It's laughable at this point. They're just like, you know, here's my fucking tits. And then below it, it's like, dance like no one's watching. What? What? None of these things are related. Somebody would do well if they just came out and they were like, you know, and some people do it, where they're just like, hey, look at my tits. Now that I've got your attention, would you like to buy some fucking detox tea? Or you could just lick a toilet seat and shite yourself anyway. The internet's full of it, you know. You get people, I mean, who's that girl? She's like a fucking, she's like a jiu-jitsu person. Let me just read this. You know, friendly reminder that you, oh, fuck off, who's ringing me from Birmingham? Friendly reminder that you don't have to wait until you're a certain size, weight, body fat percentage, or specific appearance to feel number one, beautiful and sexy. Number two, happy. Number three, confident. Four, free, powerful and relaxed and present. You don't have to be a certain body weight to be that. Meanwhile, you know, she's like spinning around on a beach and like would fully every time get rid. Do you know what I mean? You don't have to be a certain weight. I mean, I know that there's a lot of fucking online PTs that are, you know, you look at the guy and you're like, man, this isn't what PTs used to look like. We used to go to PTs and they were fucking shredded and it would be intimidating and it would be like a boot camp. A personal trainer is like just going like, man, if you want to get fit, but if you're happy being a mess, then fucking be a mess, man. That's what I'm all about. As long as you're paying me, I don't give a flying fuck. Do you want to be killing yourself at the gym, man? You know, what's the sense of killing yourself at the gym and having a six-pack when you're miserable? Just be a fat bastard. Track your calories, even though it's 7,000 a day. And just fucking You know what I mean? Chill out, man. I'm pretty sure someone said that they aren't. I forget who he was talking to, but they were like, man, are you just enjoying drinking all fucking week and doing gigs? Loving it? Fucking crack on, man. Because there's nothing I'm going to tell you that's going to be any more fun than that. It's all about health and well-being. And if you're mentally healthy, chugging pints with your mates and eating Domino's after it, who am I to fucking get in the way? I want to get in shape. No, you don't. No, you don't. If you wanted to, there's an element to that too. If you wanted to be in shape, you'd be in shape. You know, do you need some information on how to get there? Maybe, but like, let's face it. If you wanted to be in shape, you would, you know, you wouldn't be eating the fucking ice cream after your fry. You know what I mean? It's ridiculous. In other major news stories, people were going buck mad over Harry Styles wearing this gear. It says when you shit yourself at your nan's, but they didn't bring any spare clothes. And there he is, just trying to be a... Who's he sponsored by? Isn't he a sponsored athlete by like Vivienne Westwood or some bullshit? It's probably something better than it. But yeah, the guy looks straight up weird. And it's not good when you're like constantly... People are like, man, he's dressed weird. Instead of like, man, his fucking music's banging. Now, I don't know if the new microphone picked up that horrendous noise my throat just made. But sure, you're welcome. That's where your Patreon money's going. Straight into these condenser mics so that you can hear my innards churn. You know, it's a bit like the Adele thing, you know. Oh, she's fucking skinny. Oh, look at this. She's Jamaican. Oh, she's black now. All this shit. You're like, really? Put out a fucking album. Lizzo, oh, Lizzo's a big fat bitch. She promotes obesity. Does she? Don't know a song that she has. Get a song out. It's a fucking mess. Anyway, we'll slide into some questions while we're at it here. Yep. Shout out to Hot Whiskies. Had a bunch of Hot Whiskies the other day. Incredible. Now, here's what I'm going to do. We're talking about health and fitness. I was training with our boy Tim Gallagher of the Dirt Civil podcast, who is an online coach. I was doing all his workouts and I was having a niggling injury and I just fucking powered through it for probably too many weeks and injured myself and got to a point where I was very pissed off with it. Pissed off with myself that I had paid for a course of stuff and wasn't really sticking to it, mainly because I was waking up. And the second I moved my body, I was like, my back is killing me. So I got really pissed off and fucking deleted all the shit. But it seemed to be at a time, obviously, you know, it was a 12-week course. I'm not going to undo years of fucking drinking like a retard and eating like a dickhead in 12 weeks. I knew it was going to be like a process of setting me up and setting me on this fucking journey. And I think the frustrating thing was, I was doing these fucking brutal workouts, which was my own, you know, I was doing them, I was making them hard on myself because I have the kit there. I was like, right, fuck this, we'll make it count. But I was warming up and just plowing through a fucking quite a bad injury to the point where I just got completely pissed off and the fucking wheels fell off. So, but unfortunately, it was right at a time when I actually physically was changing quite a bit. So, like, shirts that I used to wear with fucking t-shirts that were, like, fucking tight as shit, or wouldn't even button them up, were now fitting me, and they were all loose and shit. And then, you know, you buy slightly smaller clothes, and then you put up just the odd photo, or, so like, me and Maureen away at the... And everyone's like, man, looking trim. Looking fucking trim. And then someone else writing on this, oh, looking fucking jacked and all this shit. So it was, like, right at the point where, like, all this working out and fucking trying not to eat like a dickhead and just upping your activity... Obviously, it was kicking in. Then I was injured. So I was feeling very fucking annoyed. Having said that, I haven't trained properly in about 3 or 4 weeks and have maintained weight. So feeling good now, rehabbed the injury a good bit, doing a lot of fucking single leg deadlifts, which seems to be the absolute perfect exercise to hit this fucking glute / lower back / core. So I'm feeling fucking sharp and I can, you know, bend over and do burpees and shit like that. it's time to fucking take it up a notch. You know, Tim has said we'll do another 4 weeks or something since you were injured. And I'm gonna use that and use the fact that the Eddie has won in November, which is mental, as a bit of a target to be like, right, let's see if we can push this another, give it another nudge and try and be in better shape. So that's my goals. And as they always say, nobody gets jacked in the winter, do they? They get jacked for the summer. So I'm just closing some tabs here. I've got 7,000 tabs open. We'll move on to some questions here. If you want to leave some questions, you do so via the Patreon. I'll put up a post every week. If I did it on Instagram now, it's just fucking, you know, I'd be wading through lots of questions. So I just put them up here. Thoughts on Khamzat Chimaev beating the fuck out of boys and talking like a five-year-old? That's from Stephen Donald. Now, this is the guy who came on the scene. I forget the first guy that he fought, but he fucking wrecked him. And then he fought Reese McKee. And he did a bit of a number on Reese too. Apologies, Reese, I have to say it. He did well, actually, as we discussed in the podcast, he beat him for, you know, fairly decisive win. But Reese jumped, you know, he was fine. And then he goes out and fights this other fucking dude here. What's the dude's name? Forget the guy's name. Basically just walks over to him, hits him once, knocks him out, like as if I stood up in a fucking cafe and just walked over to some guy and went whack. But anyway, someone said, yeah, they were like, why does he talk like a fucking, like a child? So let's hear this.
Contest at 17 seconds of the very first round, declaring the winner by knockout,
Captain Isis.
We are now joined by the now 9-0 Khamzat Chimaev. Dana White just made his way over here. I think he's coming back to find you. What else can you say, man? 17 seconds tonight. Congratulations on a huge win.
Thank you very much. So, 50 G's, baby.
Well, hey, man, no argument from me.
Ooh.
So the spotlight's on you. All the pressure is
it's
on
funny
you.
That McGregor said. It's so funny. What did he say? 60 G's, baby. That time. And now he probably like would throw 60 G's. You know, at a fucking waiter's face.
You're a massive betting favorite tonight, and you're just able to rise above it. What's going through your head as you're making the walk out here tonight?
Kill this guy. What's he gonna do? Just knock him out.
Yeah. Well, you certainly did.
What were you thinking? Kill this guy.
It's that. You were sort of patient on the feet, but it seemed like after throwing a kick, the first punch you landed flush. I know you wanted to show off your hands tonight. Mission accomplished, I guess.
Yeah, but my coach told me first round, like, do a little bit of boxing. Like, feel how you feel.
Well, he doesn't, I mean, who asked me that question there? Steven? Bro, he doesn't sound like a fucking, what does it say there? Like a five-year-old? He sounds like an evil villain. He's like, John asked, what were you thinking when you go out there? What do you know, what was on your mind? He's like, I'm going to kill him. Kill him. Kill him. I want to kill him, basically.
This is a brand
The guy looks terrifying. You know, he's got that fucking ISIS beard going. He's got a big cut in his lip. Looks like someone hit him with an axe.
2010. Wait.
Hook
is
training.
Dressed.
What's this guy doing?
Is 80.8
dumbbell. So the guy's just made a dumbbell with like plates basically and parcel tape, which is safe, man. That's safe. Is he an arm wrestle guy? Oh wow. It's coming so hard right now. Wow. So the... What did he say?
I was going to say
£200. So the guy is obviously an arm wrestler, and he's got the fucking bench on the incline there, and he's just got this, all these fucking plates taped to it, and he put his arm on it and then just let his arm creak over like that and go, ooh, and bring it back, which obviously replicates like a sort of arm wrestle movement. But having said that, what the fuck are you doing with your life? You know what I'm saying? Like, if someone told me, like, this is harsh. I remember someone going like, oh, outside somewhere, and they were like, oh, this guy's a fucking beatbox champion. And I nearly laughed in his face, and that's so bad from my point. But I was just like, what for? If someone went, man, I'm the best arm wrestler in the world, you'd be like, okay, play a sport. Philip Curl. Is it true that Shane Todd and Stephen Nolan have been meeting up in public toilets to pull each other off? Asking for a friend. Why are you looking in, bro? I don't know if that's... I mean, I don't even think Shane Todd would piss in a fucking public toilet. Do you know what I mean? He'd be like, could a chauffeur take me to the merchant and hold my winky whilst I tittle? I need a need a whittle. Mummy needs a whittle. I actually seen Stephen Nolan in a fucking on the way out of a toilet one time. It's the only time I've ever seen him in the flesh. It was at Conway Mill, one of the mills in West Belfast. There has a load of offices in it, and I was over at Dark Matter, and I was going to the toilet, which it is a bit, you cross this big courtyardy thing, it would have been like the, you know, the shop floor of this place, into the toilet, and then it's like a fucking zigzag round to get these toilets, and it was at night, we were like editing something, and I ran to the toilet, and I went around the corner, and he just comes out like a mess, no harm to him, he looked like he'd been fucking sleeping in the place, and he was like, how do you get out of here? And I went, just there, and he goes, fuck's sake, and then he just went out the door. So, claim to fame from Geddes over here. What does this say? Load a reply. Your man. What am I watching here? I mean, why fucking they do not link stuff in Patreon is beyond me. Oh yeah, listen to this. This is a recording of Mickey Bartlett in a pub.
Do you see that, John? Keep it on. Do you see that, John? I worked that out when I was 14. I got obsessed with it. And by 14 and a half, I'd accomplished a Rubik's Cube with no help from anybody, no instructions, no guidance.
Rubik's.
They give them that on the Krypton Factor, and none of them could do it. Jimmy Burkby can do it. And I'll just tell you this. I solved this before I was 14 and a half, and I can solve the COVID-19 scam. I've asked over 400.
That's all it takes. I were able to finish Rubik Cube when I was 14. And that means I can pretty much solve the COVID-19 problem. All these wankers in fucking universities doing doctorates and fucking masters in fucking epidemiology can go fuck themselves, because I, what do you say, Jimmy Buckme, what do you say, me Jimmy Buckme, I've fucking done one Rubik's Cube, I'll tell you how to fix fucking COVID, suck me tits.
People what COVID-19 stands for, and not one can tell me, even pharmacists in your boots as in your super drug. I'll tell you what it stands for. Certificate of Vaccination Identification 19. It was put in at the back end of November last year to get in place for death certificates. So you, John, if you fell over and banged your head on a curb, COVID would go on your death certificate, son, because there's no paperwork to do. And I'll tell you this. About 4 months ago, they were saying how bad masks are for you. If you buy a packet of masks in bulk, it states on the masks that they're bad for your health, just like a packet of cigarettes. You need 21%...
Especially if you smoke them.
...oxygen to survive as I'm talking. Oxygen's coming in and out. A lot of these older people, they're putting these masks on.
Oxygen's coming in and out. not CO2 coming out, oxygen.
It's dampening the lungs, shattering their immune system, and shattering the nervous system. And I'll tell you now, it's building up carbon dioxide, and it's going to kill them, John. So I'm just going to tell you this, it's a scam. It's an absolute fucking scam.
Well, the guy, I mean, the guy's wearing aviators, a vest, just sitting outside a pub somewhere. So it's, he's bound to be right. You know, there's only, he's bound to be right. But, man, it's, that's the answer to a lot of shit, isn't it? It's like, do you want to fucking study for a long time on any subject in world? Or you want to learn how to do a fucking Rubik's Cube when you're 14 year old? And that's the answer to life, isn't it? It's a fucking scam. Here's what I will say, and I'm not an expert on anything. If you don't want to fucking get anything, don't go near people. That's you know, you could get down to be like, you know, am I wearing a mask? Am I fucking... I mean, it's like, if you're wearing a mask and you go to your workplace and you get in a lift with fucking 8 people and you go up the thing, is it, and one of them's sick, is that going to stop you getting sick? It's like, you know, it's like fucking, it's just don't go near people if you don't want to get anything. But you will get stuff. I've got the cold now. It's not the flu. It's not COVID. Because I'm not coughing or anything. I'm just like stuffy. Which I've got from sitting in the car with fucking aircon on too long. You know what I mean? It's like...
It's and hilarious. I can solve the COVID-19.
But the jump is incredible that he makes there. I know you're dying of a heart attack there, but it's a fucking scam. And I'll tell you why. Because I figured out that when I did a Rubik cube when I was fucking 14, I found out that heart attacks were actually fucking designed by government. Bro. You're wearing a vest. And people will tell you that's propaganda made by Mickey Bartlett. Mickey Bartlett and Connor Keyes, guests at the next General Banter Comedy Club. If the cooking show that you were thinking of making in lockdown comes to fruition, here's a chef that you could emulate. Merrill Howard Kellen. And this is from Frances Hutchinson. Shout out to her. Oh, this guy.
Oh, God, it's so good. So good. So good and tasty.
The only time I've seen this is on a meme where it said, like, when you go down on your girl and she says, I'm not that fresh, and you be like,
oh, God, it's so good. So good. So good and tasty.
My shit made fair, you. It's sad that, you know, I don't think at that age, the guy looks like he's about 17 there, but really fat. You shouldn't be getting that. Like, food's good and it's exciting, but you shouldn't be like, I'm losing. Unless you're my actual son, and when you show him an apple, and he's like, motherfucker. I was changing him the other day. The guy hates getting changed. You set him on his back. He's like, fuck no. He starts death rolling like a crocodile. Set him on his back. He's kicking his feet like, no, for fuck's sake. Just leave the shite in my nappy. I can deal with it. And for some reason, I was about to eat an apple in the kitchen before I changed him. And I was like, cleaning it. And then I went, for fuck's sake. And I put it in the pocket of my shorts. I'm not proud of it. And he's on his back going fucking ballistic. And then he's like, and I just revealed the apple. And he went, lost his mind, took it off me, turns it round to find the butthole of the apple, eats the asshole of the apple. Where'd he learn that? I don't know. If you could have a fair dig with any celebrity, who would it be? Also looking jacked, man, keep up the good work. Fucking right, Connor, cheers, bro. Money's in the post. This one's saying, like, you know, I was so pissed off there for a number of weeks that I couldn't train or anything, but if you look over the scale of things from when I started sort of trying to train a lot harder and look after myself a bit better, maybe it's paying off slightly now, visually, where people are like, oh, you actually look kind of different now when you can button up a shirt. So yeah, we need another bit of a push now. But that's what it is, man. It's a big prolonged effort. Who would I have a fair day with? I don't know. I have no interest in fighting people. With any celebrity? I don't know. I would love to like, you know, if they were like, oh, you, Boris Johnson said he wants to like have a grappling match, and I'm like, sweet, and then just fucking ragdoll him about the floor. That'd be great. What's your Ryan, COVID. Ryan or Rain, what is that? Ryan, I think. What's your opinion on bumhole splashback while dropping a deuce? Lubes it up nicely, I believe. Well, you're only going to get the splashback once it's left your ass, so definitely wrote this while curling one out, it says. I mean, if it's come out of your ass and it's hit the water, then splashback, lube unnecessary. But, I mean, whatever floats your boat, man. If it happens in public, you're like, ugh. I mean, most dudes, when they shit publicly, it's like, how do I try and not have my dick touch any of this toilet accidentally? But yeah, if it's your own house, you know, anything goes. But if you're in public, you do start to be like, how many other splashbacks has this hit? Amory Doherty. Shout out to Amory. Essentially runs Galway comedy scene. What's the Limelight gig? With the Limelight gig selling so well, what do you think will make them, or do you think you'll make them more regular than monthly gigs? Well, initially we got very excited and we're like, let's do this every fucking week. But obviously Belfast is Belfast. It's not that big. There aren't a great deal of comedians to be turning over. And also it's COVID times, so it's like travelling comedians are fairly scarce. I think what will happen is we go like monthly, and if the show sells out, we add a show, is how I think we do it. So if there's a lineup that's particularly hot and people really fucking jump on the tickets, we put a show on at fucking 8 through, and then put another one on at 10 or something like that, like a late show, and we do two shows in one night. I think that's how we do it. Or a Friday, Saturday, something like that. I think trying to refresh the lineup every time is quite hard in a place as small as Belfast, but I would love to, yeah. What are you doing in this situation? Finish your shite, get up and leave, start swinging. So someone sent me a link here, we'll see what this is. Let's see. I tell you what, Saturday was good weather. We were Donegal. We came home. Now it's autumn now. And I'll tell you why. I woke up, came downstairs. I was like, it's cold in here. It's cold downstairs. And then we made some breakfast for the baby, and I went to butter some toast with his wee unsalted butter. Cute. And I went, the butter's hard. The butter was left out. The butter is hard. That's how fucking cold it is in here now. As I vomit. So, strange times. Oh yeah, I've seen this video. Guys, they're like filming out the fucking top of the toilet cubicle. These two guys are scrapping, which like, I mean, what a horrendous place to be having a fight. God forbid you get knocked out and hit your face on a urinal. Guy's having a shit. Man's having a shit, and these two boys are fighting. And he's got his knees together. I can't even do that. Oh, he just keeps his head down, man. He's trying to pull his cocks up. Oh, bro. These boys are swinging digs, man. Oh, this guy's throwing knees, and this guy's just got his head down. Oh, he's just going to have to get up. That's sad. Anyway, shout out to the guys for really just staying in the pocket there and going after it. What would I do? I would just be like enjoying the show. You know what I mean? Sometimes your neck gets sore looking at your phone dark milk while you're shitting. Maybe you get something else to watch. I like watching fights, as long as they didn't touch me. What's this?
So this one is 10, and I jotted them down in her arse cheeks. Oh, doesn't matter where you're from, because I just don't fucking care.
Oh. That's Old as the Hills, that is it? Or it's remastered? What's your thoughts on Dungan and Clark's partying from Sunday after winning their final? Yeah, there was what was it, GAA or fucking, yeah, there was boys like running on the pitch and hugging each other and fucking all that shit, and then they went out drinking after. But it's like, there's an element of like, if the match can go ahead, then expect the celebrations to go ahead. You know, everyone running on the pitch. There was a lot of people running on the fucking pitch anyway. Let's face it. And then they all go out drinking. I mean, that's the thing with like this whole lockdown scenario and all these measures coming in, and they're being very unclear and very random. And there's a lot of double standards and things that don't make sense. People will just go, fuck up, I'll do whatever I want. And you, to an extent, you can't really stop that unless you fucking turn into some of those places in the world where like you're seen in public and they fucking beat the fuck out of you and put you in a van and just take you away. So yeah, I mean for a lot of people, it has to be like full blown lockdown where it's like you can't go out of the house. And then anything in between, people just don't pay attention to it anyway, and they just go fucking mad. So I honestly think if they knew the match was going ahead, they should know that people are gonna want to celebrate. And hopefully, for the most part, it's, you know, young, healthy people who are all right. Did you know if you turn a toaster on its side, you can use it to reheat slices of pizza? Life hack. Ian Chambers. I love life hacks where it's like absolute, you know, it's not like, you know, this is how you can earn money but work from home, and it's a real good process that you can go through. Or here's how you can fucking, you know, get 10,000 steps a day but still do an office job. Life hack. It's like, do you know how to you can reheat pizza in a fucking toaster? Life hack. I think your life needs a whole pile of other fucking hacks before you get to the point where you're reheating pizza in a fucking toaster. I don't like reheated pizza. I actually like cold pizza, which is probably an even more of a fucking slob thing to do than actually reheat it. I imagine, you see, I get awful snobby now, you know what I mean? If it's fresh, wood-fired fucking, you know, puffy, thin pizza, nice bit of mozzarella on that bitch, you want it fresh and hot. What you're talking about is probably a big old dirty, stodgy fucking Domino's, which will keep its form, and you can put it in a toaster. In which case, just give me that cold. You know, when it's solidified and you can see all the salt on the top and everything. I'd imagine this is what it's like following Aaron McCann into the toilet after a mammoth session. Okay, here we go. Is this going to make me sick? One sniff there. I apologize, guys. You know, I mean, 2 years ago, I walked into a public crapper to discover this. Someone has an extraordinarily big butthole. It wouldn't flush. Damn, boy. Oh, no. What in the fuck? Yeah, someone has, I mean, I feel like if that came out of your asshole, you'd need to see a doctor. Like, that is fucking extraordinary. It looks like it's about the size of a pork fillet, if I had to equate it to a piece of meat. But yeah, people's diets are shocking. You know, people don't shit that good. People aren't eating any fiber, drinking any water, and they just get like fucking 3 weeks of turd built up, and they're like, oh, this fucking baseball bat comes out of their hole. It's disgusting. I remember when we lived in a wee flat in Belfast. It was an apartment, actually. It had quite a lovely living area. It was large. It was a one-bedroom apartment, but it had a lovely open dining slash living room. And we couldn't afford that. And Maureen had a load of makeup mates around. And I don't want to point any fingers. I'll not say any names. But there, at the time, there's about six of them. She's still close friends with about three of them. Three or four of them. And, you know, they were all around the house. And there wasn't really... I couldn't really, like... Normally, I'd be like, right, girls, have a good time. They were, like, pre-drinking before they went out. And I was like, right, crack on, you know. And Maureen was like, just come out and chat. No, you don't need to go. So I ended up chilling out and fucking had a few drinks or whatever. And then they were all like, right, we're going out. And I was like, right, fucking see you later, have a good time. And then I went for a piss. And someone left something similar to this in the toilet. Like a fucking goddamn Swiss roll in the toilet. And I was like, disgusting. You know, sitting there fucking trying to snap it in half. Final question from our boy Kieran Doherty. Let me see this. The headline alone would make you sick. It's really getting fucking stinking, isn't it? Let me tell you something. You need a big shit. What you got to do is complete Rubik's Cube and... oh, no. The headline is used condoms being washed and resold. Inspectors say after raid on a factory. Bruh. What? Why is this the music? So. Huh? I don't know what I'm watching. That could quite literally be footage of people stealing Mars bars, and they're like, almost 300,000 used condoms were found being washed and reshaped, ready to be sold after police swooped in on a factory in Vietnam. Shout out to all of Asia. I mean, we watched the fucking, a bit of the David Attenborough thing there, and, you know, they were like, you know, we're destroying the world, we're over-farming everything, motherfuckers be eating a lot of chickens. And it is hilarious when you see those sort of chicken farms where they, I mean, Maureen's dad pointed this out to me, he goes, they call it free range, but let's face it, the chickens are gonna stay wherever the food is, so that's inside. If you've seen one of these chickens, you'd be like, that chicken's sick, I'm not eating that. Yet, that's what we fucking eat all the time. Just because you don't see that element of it, but they're doing that, and then they're saying like a whole load of fucking shit in Asia. I literally do material about this at the minute, where I'm like, you know, everything in Asia that you eat is to give you a fucking erection, and there's a lot of stuff like that. They're like, you know, they're trying to say, what the fuck was, what's the name of that wee armadillo looking bastard? Pelican or something? Pelican? I'm gonna have to look that. It's not pelican. What's it called? People screaming at the thing. Nope. What's it called? Scaly mammal. Pangolin. Close enough, bruh. You know, they were like, people are killing these motherfuckers and eating them. And they're trying to get their scales off them. And the woman was like, yeah, they think they have medicinal properties. She goes, it's made out of the same stuff that hair is made out of. Absolutely no medical benefit whatsoever. And you're like, can someone fucking tell these cunts? Because they're literally like, this is where people are catching fucking viruses from. Like, swine flu, you know, Ebola, all this shit was literally caught from fucking animals at one point. Now, the most trafficked animal in the world, look at the baby one, I'm dying. I'm dying inside. The baby one is ridiculous, bro. I mean, I wouldn't mind trafficking one to the house here, just a fucking pet. Oh, stop. Look at the wee one, like. I get it now. I get it. Traffic away. I want one. What are we talking? I'm not going to eat it. I'm just going to play with it. Oh, my God. The baby ones are cute as fuck. Cute till you hold it and you're like, ugh, what is this, a pine cone? There's a baby one they feed in a bottle. Stop. It looks, I mean, it looks like a fucking, a Pokemon. Oh my God, look at that. Yeah, I'm getting one. Fuck it. Traffic away. Anyone know any Chinese cunts trafficking a pangolin? Get one of the house here. I'll take it. Yeah, these Vietnamese reselling content. Bro, there's money in everything. You know, if you're willing to do the work, the dirty work, there's money in everything. You know, there's people out there who dig sewers and they're billionaires. There's people who have, if you watch the mock documentary Kenny, you know, the guy has a fucking thriving Port-a-Loo business. And, yeah, there's people in fucking China digging up sewage and boiling it off and getting the oil out of it, and they call it gutter oil, and because, you know, oil is such a big commodity over there. The world is fucked. And we sit here in our little Western comforts judging people on what they do. Having watched the David Attenborough thing, what I will say is, if you're hacking the horn off the front of a rhino because you think it's going to make you fertile, you're fucking retarded. Okay? And I'm not even a science doctor. Right? Anyway, that was our last question from Kieran Doherty. Good man. Underneath that, I've posted the link to the mini documentary that's on the Patreon. Get over and watch that. You know, get over and watch that, guys. It's got comments on it. Didn't know it had comments. So glad I have missed this. Not using the app. Da-da-da-da. Sick shit for your patrons, from Bermuda, and see you in the Odyssey. Love your, from your Scotland family. Always get emails and notifications on my phone. Oh, that's good. I was wondering if people were getting updates on the Patreon, but if you have the app, you'll get the updates. Looked a good setup. Looking forward to the gigs in the Odyssey in January. It's in September, my man, Connor, but sure, what can you do? Okay, good stuff. Right, that's it, guys. Click on the link below for the CBD. Oh, Flow CBD LTD. Bang. FlowCBDLTD.com. We should be starting up with a new sponsor next week. It's pretty legit. So we'll start up with that when we're back in the studio, so it doesn't look like I'm fucking in a basement here. Yeah, click the link below to buy some CBD, and if you go onto the Patreon, there is a discount code. Get it. Warm your joints up for the fucking winter. And buy new condoms, guys. There's no need to be washing them and reusing them. Take care. I will speak to you next week. Apologies for the nasal tone this week and the dodgy setup, but we'll be sorted for next week. Cheers, guys. Big kisses.